Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do sports. Let's talk G-Money Sports Report. Let's talk WNBA basketball. Yes, sir. What's up, DJ Papa D? How you doing today?
Doing all right. Ready to talk about some WNBA?
Yes. Let's talk about our Las Vegas Aces. They won 3 straight to advance to the finals of the championship. WNBA basketball. They won on Sunday, then they won on Tuesday, and then they won on Friday. So they won their playoffs, and now they're headed for the championship series against the New York Liberty. They lost on Sunday, and then they won on Tuesday, they won on Friday, and then they won on Sunday. So they completed their playoff series, and now they're headed for the WNBA championship playoffs against the Las Vegas Aces. Yeah, it should be a good series. I'm really hoping that Las Vegas goes in with the attitude they've been playing all season with, because they dominated the WNBA, and they were the number one team for the whole season. So they walked through the playoffs, and now they're ready to compete against the New York Liberty, who is second place and almost didn't make it to the championship game because they played the Connecticut team and they lost the first game of the playoffs. But they came back and won 3 straight which qualified them to play in the championship series against our Las Vegas Aces. So that's where we are right now. And the series will start when, DJ?
Starts on Sunday.
It starts on Sunday. Okay. So today is Monday. So it's going to start in 7 days. Or 6 days, actually. 6 days from today.
6 days, yeah.
We'll be playing, we'll be listening to the basketball game with the New York Liberty challenging the Las Vegas Aces. All right, that'll be Sunday's game. What time is the game? Do we know?
It's at noon.
All right, at noon on Sunday. Yes, okay. And what's the date of that day? What's the date of Sunday? Trying to think of where we are now. Today
is
the
Sunday
second.
Is October 8th. Sunday is
October 8th. All right. So October 8th on Sunday at 12 noon, we'll have the first game of the WNBA Championship Series. All right. Well, I'm rooting for the Las Vegas Aces to repeat as the world champions in the WNBA. So they won last year. So they should be repeating champions this year in the WNBA. So go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. Put it down, girls. Play ball and win the first game to start your series off with a win. All right. Well, that's basketball, WNBA basketball. So now let's talk about the Major League Baseball, because I understand Major League Baseball playoffs start tomorrow, and that's Tuesday, the 3rd of October. We start Major League Baseball playoffs. So what's the playoffs look like? What's the schedule for the playoffs? What does that look like?
Me out to the ball.
Me out
game.
To the ball.
Me out with the crowd.
Me out with the cheer out of the crowd.
For tomorrow, there are actually 4 wild card games, and that's where we are now with Major League Baseball. Regular season play is over, and tomorrow is the first day of the wild card games. There's eight teams that are playing, so that means there's going to be 4 competitions for wild card. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And so just in case, you know, for all the fans who don't really know Major League Baseball, the way the wild card teams are selected is that they're the 3 teams in each of the 2 leagues, American League and National League, that have qualified for postseason, but
even though they didn't win their division. That's how they picked the wild card teams. Okay?
Okay. So how did they qualify for the wild card if they didn't win?
So, like I just said, they qualified by being in in their rank. So, you know, maybe they had enough wins, but they just didn't they were in second or third place in their division, but that was it. So how did they qualify?
Okay.
They were second. They didn't win their division. They were in second place in their division. That's how they qualified.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
So we got.
That's not it.
So we got. Okay. So explain how we get the playoff team.
Okay, so the wild card. So like it says, the three teams in each of the two leagues that have qualified for postseason despite failing to win their division. So let's look at who those teams are, okay? So the first game is the Texas Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays, okay? So the Texas Rangers are where are they? Texas Rangers.
They're in the American
League. Okay, so the Rangers were in second place in the American League West. Okay, so that's why they qualified. They had 90 wins.
Okay.
And they were in second place. So I think it's the number of wins. It's not the place. So they had 90 wins. And then who did I say they play? They play the Tampa Bay Rays, Devil Rays. And so the Devil Rays had 99 wins, and they were in second place in the American League East. So I think it's the, like, maybe it's all the second place teams. No, it's not the second place teams. Because in the American League East, so the second wild card game is the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. The Toronto Blue Jays were third place in the American League East, but they had 89 wins. So that's why they qualified. And I said they were playing the Minnesota Twins. So the Minnesota Twins ended up being in first place in the American League Central. So they won their division.
How many wins did they have? How many wins did they have?
They had 87 wins.
Okay, so you got one team that's playing in the wild card that had 99 wins, and then you had another team that had 90 wins, and then you had a team that had 92 wins, and now you have a team that had 89 wins. So those would be the top four teams in the American League.
Not necessarily. Let's see. Okay, so in the American League, the top teams are the Orioles. So the Orioles won their division, so they're not playing in the wild card.
How many wins?
Tampa Bay Rays
have
90. They have 101 wins, but they won their division, so they don't play in the wild card game. Okay.
Okay. Were they what? They're the American League, but are they the American League West?
They're American League East.
Okay. American League East. All right.
So American League
East.
So
they're not playing
in first. Oh, say that again.
I said, so they're not playing in the wild card because they won the American League East. So who took second place in the American League East?
So they won their division, right? So in second place, it's the Tampa Bay Rays. In third place, it's the Toronto Blue Jays. And both of those teams are playing in the wild card.
Tampa
Bay Rays have 99 wins, and the Toronto Blue Jays have 89 wins.
Okay.
But I believe that No, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Rangers, and the Blue Jays are playing the Twins. But listen carefully. I believe that the Rays and the Blue Jays are in the wild card because of the numbers of wins they have, not the place that they were in. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So how many wins did those two teams have?
99 and 89.
Okay. But they're both in the same division, right?
Yep.
Okay. So
that has no bearing on anything. But that has no bearing on anything.
Okay.
Do you know what that means when I say that? It has no bearing. Do you know what that means?
They're in the playoffs, but it doesn't matter about what division they played in. Okay, so we're saying four teams so far have been picked. And all four teams came out the American League, and it's the four top winning teams in the American League, except for the team that finished first place in the American League. All the other teams are second and third place teams that are playing in the playoffs.
No. The Houston Astros are in the play. You mean in the wild card? That's what you're talking about, the wild card, right?
Yeah.
You said the playoffs, but you meant the wild card.
The wild card playoffs, yes.
Because there's more teams that are in the playoffs that are in the wild card, just so that you know.
Yeah. But they'll probably come out the National League. You're just naming the winners in the wild card that are from the American League.
Right. Well, I don't know how to break this down so that you can understand it. So, I don't know what to say.
Well,
ask me questions and I'll tell you yes or no.
Okay. We got two teams from the American League East. The second and third place team from the American League East are playing in the wild card, right?
Right.
Okay. And then
right.
We have a second place team in the American League. I don't know if it's Central or the West, but they're playing in the wild card playoffs.
The second place team, yes, is playing in the wild card.
Are they in the Central or in the Western division?
You said the American League West, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's two teams from the American League West that are playing in wild card.
Okay, and they got two teams from the East playing in the wild card. So that's four teams from the American League that are playing in the wild card. So that sets up the playoffs for the wild card. Now, we should have four teams from the Eastern, from the National League that are playing the wild card. It should be two teams in the East.
There's one more team before you move to the National League. There's one more team from the American League that's in the wild card, and that's the Minnesota Twins, who are in first place in the American League Central.
Oh. So that's five teams from the American League that are playing in the wild card. So who does the first place team play, because the second and third place team in the East and in the West are playing each other. So who is the first place team, and what division is that in? Is it in the Central? First place in the Central?
Ask your question again.
Okay. You got second place and third place from the American League East that are playing in the playoffs. And you got second place team, and I think a third place team in the American League West that are playing in the playoffs. That's four teams. And now you said there's a fifth team that's a first-place team. And where is the first-place team from? The American League Central?
Right.
Okay. So those five teams are in the playoffs. Who is the first-place team in the American League Central playing?
They're playing the third-place team in the American League East. They're playing the Blue Jays.
Okay. So they're playing the third-place team in the American League East. And who's the second-place team in the American League East playing?
They're playing the Texas Rangers, who's the second-place team in the American League West.
Okay, and who's the third-place team in the American League West playing?
The Mariners are playing the – they're not in it.
Oh, so it's only one team from the American League West that's playing in the playoffs, and that's the second-place team.
That's playing in the wild card, Greg. When you say playoffs, wild card, because the Astros
– we're talking all playoffs.
There's difference. You can't say – listen, Greg. If you say playoffs, there are teams that are playing in the playoffs that are not playing in the wild card. You understand that, right?
I thought it was just
wild card
players playing now.
Listen. That's what I just – did you not understand that I was saying that?
Yeah, but I'm saying that they're playing in the playoffs, the wild card playoffs, and you said – there are other teams playing in the playoffs, and I'm saying I'm just
that
talking
are not,
about the
that are that
part.
Are not. Listen, you have to listen to the everything I say. I said there are other teams that are playing in the playoffs that are not playing in the wild card. So all I'm trying to do is tell you is that if you're talking about the wild card, say wild card, because if you say playoffs, that encompasses other teams that are not playing in the wild card. You get that?
Okay.
Playoffs.
All right.
There are more teams that are playing in the playoffs that are playing in the wild card. Only a small percentage of the teams that are playing in the playoffs are playing in the wild card. You get that?
Okay.
So
let's straighten it out. There's one team from the American League West, and that's the second place team that's playing in the wild card, right? And they're playing the first place team in the American League Central. So those two teams are playing in the wild card.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay, I lost you. Who is the first place team playing against, if they're not playing against?
The first
place
team in the American League Central?
Yes.
They're playing against the Toronto Blue Jays, which they happen to be the third place team in the American League East.
Okay, so the first place team is playing the third place team in the American League East.
East.
So who's
right.
who's the second place team in the American League East playing? Since it's not playing the third place team. The second place team in the American League
yes. East, that's the Tampa Bay Rays. They're playing against the Texas Rangers, who happen to be the second place team in the American League West.
But what
I'm trying to help you understand is that the place that they're in doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't determine who they play.
I understand that there were four teams playing in the playoffs, in the what do we call it? In the
wild card
playoffs. One team from the American League one team from the American League West is playing, and one team from the American League East is playing against the American League West. And then one team from the American League East is playing against the champions or the first place team in the American League Central. So that's the four teams that are playing in the wild card playoffs. Those four teams are playing. Okay, so that's what I wanted to get straight for the audience that's listening. Okay, so we got one wild card team in the West and two wild card teams in the East and then one wild card team in the Central. And those are the four teams that are playing in the wild card playoffs. Okay, so we have that square. So who else is playing in the wild card playoffs in the first round? Because we know those four teams are playing against each other in the first round. So who's playing in the first round from the National League?
Who's playing in the wild
card? Should have four teams.
So we have the Philadelphia Phillies. Miami Marlins.
What
the Philadelphia Phillies are in the National League.
The National League.
The Philadelphia.
Okay.
Just stop talking. Philadelphia Phillies are in the National League East. The Miami Marlins are also in the National League East.
Okay. So what places are both of those teams in?
Phillies are in second place. Phillies are in second place in the National League East, and the Miami Marlins are in third place in the National League East, but I'm trying to tell you that the place that they're in is irrelevant.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to straighten it out for the listeners. Okay. So second and third place teams are from the National League East. Okay. So who else is playing in the playoffs from the National League?
The Milwaukee Brewers. We're talking about in the wild card, right? In the National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers, who are in first place in that division.
Okay. So that's three teams in the wild card. And who is the first place team in the Central Division playing?
Who are they playing? Who are the Milwaukee Brewers playing?
Yes.
Is that what you asked?
They're playing the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay. And what division are the Diamondbacks in? And what place are they in?
The Diamondbacks, National League West.
National League West. Okay. So they're in the National League West, and they're playing the first place team in the National League Central. Okay. And the other two teams are playing in the wild card, and they're both in the East. So they're playing each
other
in the East. Okay.
That's correct.
Four teams in the National League that are playing in the playoffs, in the wild card.
That are in the play? Right, right.
Okay. So that's eight teams that we have playing in the wild card playoffs. Are there other teams that are playing in the wild card playoff?
One, two, three, four, six, eight. No, that's it. There's only eight teams.
That's it. Okay. Two teams from the East in the National League East. One team from the Central, National League Central, and one team from the National League West. Those four teams are playing in the wild card playoffs. And then you have one team from the American League West that's playing against one team from the American League Central, which is the first place team. And then you have two teams in the American League East that are playing in the playoffs. So that's four. So that's the eight teams that will be playing in the wild card. So it's the second place team in the American League West. It's the first place team in the American League Central. And it's the second and third place team in the American League East. So that's four teams that will be playing in the playoffs, in the wild card playoffs. And then you got one team in the National League West that's playing against one team in the National League Central. And you got two teams in the National League East. So that's another four teams that are playing in the wild card playoffs. Okay. So when do the playoffs start? They start on Tuesday?
Yep. Is that what I said?
Yeah. We start on Tuesday.
And yeah, that's when we
start. Okay. Okay. So we're going to have to keep the teams straight so the listeners don't get confused, because in order to keep up with who's playing, the National League West second place team is playing against the National League Central first place team. And I don't remember who's in what position, but as long as you can tell me, it's the National League West playing against the National League Central, and then the National League East second place team is playing against the National League East third place team. So I can keep those straight in my mind, and we can talk about the games that are played each day. Now, they'll be playing on Tuesday, and what's their schedule? Tuesday, and then when do they play game number two?
They play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay, so they're going to play a three-game series Okay. So that should be good. We should be able to keep up with the three-game series. Now, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for both the American League and the National League?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we got the National League West playing the National League Central, and then we have the National League East playing the National League East. Both of them second playing third place in the National League. And in the American League, we got the American League West playing the American League Central. And then we have the American League East playing the American League East. The second place team is playing the third place team in the American League. Okay, so that's how the schedule is set up to play. So you'll have to keep track on who's winning in the wild card playoffs, so we can see who's qualifying to go to the World Series. Because we have eight teams that we have to keep track of that have qualified for the wild card playoffs. And the winners of the wild card will go to the, I guess it'll go to the playoffs for the National League, and then the playoffs for the American League, because they have four teams in the National League, and they'll play down to two teams in the National League, and those two teams will play against each other for the winner of the National League, which will play for the World Series against the winner of the two games in the American League. You got the American League West and the American League Central, and then you got the American League East and the American League East. And those four teams will play for a two-team winner, and then those two teams will play for the winner will go to the World Series. So that's why we have to keep up with who's playing in each division of the American League and who's winning in the National League. Now, you can say the names of the teams that qualify, but I won't remember who's qualifying. I'll just remember it's the team from the American League West, and I'll remember the team from the American League Central, and the two teams from the American League East, the second and third place team from the American League East. I won't remember the names because I don't have it written down in front of me so that I can mark them off as they are eliminated in the series. But that's how, you know, when you're keeping track of who's winning and who's losing, that's how I need you to remind me of who's moving on in the playoffs. And if you do that, that'll help the listeners know who's moving on in the playoffs. Okay? Because I'm curious to know if the two first place teams end up playing in the World Series, or if a second or third place team ends up playing in the World Series. That'd be really interesting information to hear about, especially if you got one team from the West and one team from the West in the National League and one team from the West in the American League. And if they win their divisions and they win their leagues, they will have the World Series played by two second-place teams. One will be the second-place team from the American League West, and the other will be a second-place team from the National League West. And they will be playing, they will win the wild card, because we still haven't talked, we won't talk about the winners of the four teams, because it's going to be a winner of the American League West that's not playing in the wild card, but it'll be playing in the playoffs, and the champions of the American League East will be playing in the playoffs. So those are two first-place teams that haven't been picked to play in the wild card, but they'll play in the playoffs when we get to the second round of the playoffs or the third round of the playoffs. And then you got the first place team, the Dodgers, in the National League West that'll be playing in the playoffs. And then you have the first place team in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves, which will be playing in the playoffs. And we haven't said anything about those two teams. So they will qualify as the other teams make it to the playoffs after they win what's the first set of playoffs called? The first eight teams, wild card. They're in the wild card. So after they come to the winners of the wild card playoffs, then they'll play against the champions of the leagues, the first place champion. They have two first place champions in the East and two first place champions in the West will play. I guess I don't know how they're going to do that. How are they going to set that up? If the other teams win the wild card and become the champions of the wild card, then I guess they're going to play the champions of the leagues. Is that how they have it set up? You have the schedule in front of you. Is that how it's set up?
That's not the schedule. Just because I have the schedule doesn't mean I have the answers to those questions that you just asked.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't talked about the Dodgers. Okay. We haven't talked about the Dodgers.
Just so that you know, after the wild card is done, then they have the division series. So that's going to be the first place team in each division.
playing against whoever wins the wild card, I guess. And then after that, you have the league championship, and then after that, you have the World Series.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. All right. So you have the four teams in the American League that will be playing for a one-team spot. And then you have two champions in the American League, because you have the champion in the West and the champion in the East that will be playing for a division champion. And then you have the champion in the National League in the West, which is the Dodgers, and you have the champion in the East in the National League, which is the Atlanta Braves, and they will be playing against whoever is the champion in the West, and they're going to be, that'll be the division, the league champions, and the league champions will qualify to play in the World Series. So that'll be...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So they got two games, but how many games are they playing in the series for the wild card? Oh, you said three games.
For the wild
card. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That'll be the wild card. So the winner
right.
of the best of three will move on, and they'll play.
So the winners of the wild card games will play the division champs.
Okay, so yeah, so that's four teams playing down to two teams. That's not right. Because you got the four teams in the West, in the American League, and four teams in the National League. So they're going to play down till they get to one team?
What four teams are you talking about in the West?
I'm talking about the four teams in the National League. The team in the West and the team in the Central and the two teams in the East. That's four teams that will be playing in the National League wild cards. But they're going to play down to one champion, right? And then when they play one champion, then they'll play for the league champion, and they'll play, I don't know, it's going to be three teams that'll be left to play after the wild card, because the wild card will play down to one team, and then you got two first place teams that have to play. So how are they going to do that? Do the two first place teams play each other, and then the winner of the first place team plays the winner of the wild card, because that will end up being the champion for the league, for the National League. And then you have the four teams on the American League side that are playing for the wild card champions, and they're going to play down to one champion, and then they got to play the two first place teams in the American League. And I don't know, are the first place teams going to play each other? And then they'll play the winner of the wild card. And then they'll get the representative for the World Series. I don't know what's going to happen after the wild card team come up with the champion, because they got four teams playing in the American League, and they're going to play three games each on the best of three. So they'll come up with the winner in the best of three, but that'll be two winners. Yeah, that'll be two winners. And the two winners, are they going to play the first place teams? Because they got two first place teams in each league that they could play against. And then they could play down till they get to one champion, and then the one champion will play in the suit in the World Series. That's interesting. I wonder how they're going to do that. Okay, so they got four teams that are playing down to the best of two out of three in the playoff, in the wild card. And they'll have two teams that'll win in the wild card in the American League. And they'll have two teams that'll play down to the winner of the wild card in the National League. So either those two teams will play the first place team in each division, in each league, or they'll play the two winners of the wild card will play down to it's just one winner. And then they play the winner of the two first place teams. If the two first place teams play against each other and the winner of the two first place teams play the winner of the wild card teams, then that'll be the league champion, the champion for the National League, and the two wild card winners playing the champion in the American League, and that'll be one winner in the American League. And those two, one winners in the American and one winners in the National, will play in the World Series. So what I need to find out, or we need to keep track of, is find out what happens when the wild card teams come up with two winners in the wild card playoffs, because they got four teams and they're going to play down to two teams. And what happens then? Do they play the first place team in their league, or do they play each other until they come down to a winner and the wild card, and then they play the first place teams, and they come down to a playoff champion for the league, and the league winner plays in the World Series. Okay, so that's what we need to keep track of. Do you understand? Because you haven't asked any questions. So I guess you understand the situation that is going to happen with the teams that are playing.
Did you ask me a question?
Yes. I said, I guess you understand what the situation is going to end up being because you didn't ask any questions. You always say, if you have questions, you ask questions. But you haven't asked anything, so I guess you understand what's going to happen when the wild card teams play to a champion, and then you have two first place teams still to play in each league. So what happens with those two teams? Do they play the wild card?
Yeah, you're not explaining anything to me. You're trying to figure it out. So I'm just waiting for you to figure it out.
Yeah, so tell me, am I right? Because I don't know. I'm saying it could go either way. Either the wild card teams will play down to a champion, but then they got to play the first place teams that didn't play in the wild card playoffs. They'll be playing in the regular playoffs. But do the wild card teams play the champions of the two divisions, or do the two champions play each other and then they play, the winner of the champions plays the winner of the wild card?
So the winner of the, there's going to be four wild card games. And the winners of those four, the winners of those series, sorry, not games, but series. The winners of those four wild card series will be playing the Houston Astros. One game is some winner versus the Houston Astros, who's in first place. Some winner versus the Dodgers, who are in first place. Some winner versus the Braves, who are in first place. And some winner versus the Orioles, who are in first place. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So it'll be a wild card winner playing the champion. They don't play each other. They play the champion. Okay. All
they'll
right.
be playing
so.
they'll be playing four out of the six division champions, yes. So you know, like how each league, there's two leagues, like American League and National League.
Yes.
And each league has three divisions, East, Central, and West. Well,
yes.
There are four teams out of the six divisions. There are four teams that are automatically going to the division series. Okay, so let's talk about this. In American League East, it's the Orioles. In American League West, it's the Astros. In the National League East, it's the Braves. And in the National League West,
it's
the Dodgers. Right. So those four teams are automatically going to the division series. Okay? Astros, Dodgers, Braves, and Orioles.
Okay.
That means that there's three other teams from each league that also is playing in the playoffs. Okay?
Right. And those are the wild card teams that are playing to play the first place team. The Dodgers and the Braves will be playing a winner from their first place team. The teams that win two out of three playoff games.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
So they got They got six teams, six games being played in each, in the American League and in the National League. And when they get down to two teams, then the two teams, one will play the Dodgers and one will play the Braves in the National League. And the two teams that end up in the American League will be playing whoever the first place team in the American League is. The first place in the National, the American
League. The Orioles. The Orioles and the Astros.
They're the first. Okay. And that's the first place in the American League West and the first place team in the American League East will be playing.
Right.
The winners of
the wild card. Right.
The other four teams. Right. Okay. Okay. That's what I was trying to understand. I wanted to know if they were going to play each other. They're not going to play each other. They will play the first place teams, and the winner of the first place teams, that will be the team that will play for the title in the league. It'll be the American League champion. And it'll be the National League champion. And those two champions will play in the World Series. Okay.
Right.
That's cool. All right. So now I understand how everything is scheduled. And we can keep track of this by every day we do the radio show. We can keep track on who's winning in the wild card games, who's getting ahead, who's behind, who's winning, who's losing in the wild card games. And then once we come up with the winner in the wild card for each league, then we can talk about the games between the wild card winners and the champions in their leagues, the first place.
Right.
Okay. So that'll be two sets of teams we need to keep up with. And then after we do that, then it'll be one team playing for the National League Series champion and one team for the American League Series champion, and they will be playing for the World Series. Okay, I got it. I'm ready to rock and roll now. Okay, so that's G Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. So now let's go over the NFL. Let's talk NFL. Yeah. All right, DJ. Now it's time for me to see how I did with my picks for 16 games. Well, I'm starting off 1-0 in the NFL because I won Thursday night by picking the Detroit Lions over the Green Bay Packers. So I'm 1-0 starting in week four. I'm 1-0 in week four. So let's go to the second game on Sunday. And see how
hey,
I did on Sunday. Yes.
I have a suggestion. I suggest we take a commercial break and then come back and do the NFL since it's already 4:00.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and the sports report in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is. And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Like a frisbee, gangsters and girls make the world rule. No hesitation, I can run a nation from incarceration. 30 years is what I'm facing, but give me 7 C's and 11 G's. I make enough cheese to bring Wall Street to its knees. Nigga, please, I got enough guns to fill the Empire State Building full of ones. Go to school is what you tell us, but niggas in school is scared of the good fellas. We got the yayo, you can just say no, but nobody makes a fucking move until I say so. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. Kids, when you grow up, who the fuck you wanna be? Like me, your black superhero, got enough zeros to hire Bob Shapiro. Your honor, I'ma have to get rid of ya, because it ain't no trivia about my flat in West Bolivia. I blew the jury a kiss, they rather dismiss than swim with the big fish. You fucking guppies.
Gangsters make the world go round.
Not just sagging, waving my flag, and never will I ease up, nigga, so stop basking. See, I was taught as a tiny looking on a set. It's all about the pussy and money, fuck the rest. Nigga, what take it, fuck a take a leg when I'm seeking. All the jury and the money, so miss me with that preaching, teaching, fuck all that bullshit. I wanna slang gay like Noriega, sit back, watch my paper, collect like the IRS. As I kick it with 50 bitches, I'm on my dick just like a president. And like the police, I want a gang of killers all on my side. Up down the line, I'm a crooked of the St. Nines with Rod on my behalf while I call shots. As if I was Saddam Hussein, jacking motherfuckers for Dana Danes. Hated by me, but I don't care, cause I'd rather be feared than loved with a pocket full of dubs. Cause gangsta, gangsta, make the world go round. And if you want a peace, then you best to be down. So quit chastising me, analyzing me. And like the escort, look over your shoulder, nigga, we plain to see. Crooked ass cowards.
Gangsters make the world.
World be spinning, niggas been spinning since the beginning. History's a trip, so I peek when I'm reading. Niggas probably grew weed in the garden of feeding before big ballin'. Sex, cars, and loot is like bitches been scandalous, fighting forbidden fruit. But gangsters don't deal with that shit on the west side, and since they regulating hoes, I rose with the best side. So check it, as my lifetime is ticking, coming up strong, licking and flipping chickens. Need cheese in the mouth of cheese. I gave up sports to slang keys, but blamed it on my knees. Make sure I got what I need to make up your order. Everything from baggage, triple B's to jugs for my water. Like a snitch, like a bitch, a world full of drama. Drug paraphernalia being found by my mama. Drama brings the sad song your mama seen. Just served your ass, you on your way to kill a king, nigga. So now I stand with heat in hand for my whole lifespan, cause evil lurks the land. Plus I got a packet with this gang bang jacket. Gotta hold it, keep it loaded, devoted, since quoted. For sure, one note, got the ups on these prankers while my world keep twisting as a West Side gangster. Oh,
life, nigga.
Gangsters make the
hit six for the 9-6, nigga.
All around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels and they would say, "Wow, look at that Mustang go."
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, it's just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody around the world can pull up the radio show
and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes to share with you. There was a snail that went to a car dealer, and he walked in and he asked the car dealer, he told him he wanted to buy a red Camaro, and he wanted a big white stripe painted down the center of the Camaro, and he wanted S's painted on the passenger door and a S on the driver's door. And the dealer said, okay, but it's going to take us a little time to get the cars from the manufacturer, and then we have to have somebody detail the S on the doors and the big stripe down the center of the car. And the snail said, that's fine. Just call me when the car is available. And the salesman, he said, out of my curiosity, why do you want to have a S painted on the passenger door and an S on the driver's door? And the snail said, well, when people see my Camaro driving down the street, I want them to look and see that big S and say, wow, look at that S car go. S car go. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to play a song real quick. Let's play I'm a Comedian from L.A., and then we can get back to the radio show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
We're waiting for the song. I'm a Comedian from L.A. And then we'll get back to the radio show with the sports report for the NFL.
I think we should do the sports right now. It's 4:15. It's 4:20.
Okay.
I think we should do the sports right now.
Wait, it went from 4 o'clock to 4:20 that fast. Okay. All right. The NFL sports report right now on Gregory's Story. Okay, I picked the game on Thursday between the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, and they were playing in Green Bay. And I won the bet. I bet on the Detroit Lions. So I won game one of the first of week four in the NFL season. So now we got to talk about the other 14 games or 15 games in the NFL for week number four. So game number two, that played on Sunday, game number one that played on Sunday, which would be game number two for week number four. And what was game number two, DJ?
Okay, week number four, game two. The Atlanta Falcons played the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they gave the Falcons 3 points. Total points was 43. You bet on Falcons and over, and it was Jaguars. The Jaguars won 23-7, so you bet on Falcons and over, but it was Jaguars and under.
Oh, that's a loss with G money. Okay, I'm 1-1 in week number four. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three in week number four, the Jacksonville, the L.A. Rams beat the Indianapolis Colts 29-23. You bet on Colts and under, and it was Rams and over.
Ooh. It's a loss for G money. Okay, I can't believe the Rams actually came out and played a good game. Okay, so that's one win and
one
two
win,
losses.
Two losses.
Two losses.
That's
yep,
right.
Let's go to game number four.
Week four, game number four. The Baltimore Ravens played the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 28-3. You bet on Browns and over, but it was Ravens and under.
Ooh, the Ravens won that game. Oh, no. Okay. Well, that's one. That's another loss for G Money. So that's one win and three losses. Let's go to game number five. On week number four. Wow.
Game number five. In week number four, the Minnesota Vikings played the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. And you bet the Vikings won that game 21-13. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings and under.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that's two wins and three losses in week number four. So let's go to game number six.
That was week number five, and it's two wins and three losses so far.
Okay.
Week number six, the Tennessee Titans beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans but under.
Okay, that was a win for G Money. So that's three wins and three losses in week number
that's
four.
That's correct.
Let's go to game number six. Game
that
number
was week,
seven.
That was week number six. So this is week number seven. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints. This is
week
number
seven.
You have three wins and three losses. You have three wins and three losses.
Yeah, I got three.
Game number seven.
We're still in week number four. Yeah, game number
week four. Game number seven. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints 26-9. You bet on Buccaneers and over, and it was Tampa Bay Buccaneers but under.
Okay, so that's four wins and three losses. That's a win for G Money. So let's go to game number four and three, game number eight.
Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 48-20. You bet on Dolphins and under, and it was Bills and way over.
Oh, man. I didn't know they were playing each other. Okay. So that's a loss with
yeah,
G
you
money.
Did.
So I'm 4-4 And let's go to game number. I thought Miami was playing somebody else, and I thought the Bills were
playing.
Usually
they were playing the
else.
Bills. We had an extensive conversation about the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Anyway, game number nine, the Denver Broncos beat the Chicago Bears 31-28, so they just barely beat them. You bet on Bears and under, but it was Broncos and over.
Oh, wait a minute. The Bears lost that game? Denver Broncos won? Oh, shit. Okay. But that's a loss for G Bunny. So I'm 4-5. Let's go to game number 10. 4-5. Yeah.
Game number 10, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington Commanders 34-31. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Eagles and over.
Okay. That's a win for G Money. So that means I'm 5-5. And let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, Houston Texans beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. You bet on Texans and under, and it was Texans and under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So I'm 6-5. Let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the L.A. Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders 24-17. You bet on Chargers and under, and it was Chargers and under.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that makes me, 7-5. What is that, 7-4?
7-5.
7-5, okay. So let's go to game number 7-5. Game number 13.
Game number 13, San Francisco 49ers beat the Arizona Cardinals 35-16. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Niners and over.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. So that's 8-5. Let's go to game number 14.
Game number 14, the Cowboys whooped the New England Patriots 38-3. You bet on Patriots and under, and it was Cowboys and under.
Ooh, did I really bet on the Patriots against the Cowboys? Oh, man. I heard the Patriots lost, and I was excited about that. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money, so I'm 7-6 now. Let's go to game number 14.
Game number 15, so that makes you
8-6.
Game number 15, Kansas City Chiefs beat the New York Jets 23-20. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs and over.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. Okay. That makes me 9-6. So
9-6.
Yeah. So that's a good win. 9-6. Okay. So I should win the next two games. One of them is Monday Night Football. So I should win that one too. All right. The last game on Sunday. So I can go 10-6.
So the Chiefs game was game number 15. That was the last game for Sunday. And then game number 16 is tonight. It's the Seattle Seahawks playing the New York Giants in New York. And they're giving the Seahawks, no, they're giving the Giants 1 point. You are taking the
Seattle for the
Seahawks and over.
Right.
Right?
Yep. I'm taking Seattle and over for the win.
All right. And that game starts in about 45 minutes.
Okay. And so I'm 9-6 right now. All right. 9-6 going into Monday Night Football. Okay. Well, that's a win for G Money. 9-6. That's 9 wins, 6 losses for week number 4. And that's it for G Money Sports Report for Monday, October 2nd. Is it October 2nd? Yes, October 2nd, 2023. All right. Well, that's it for G Money Sports Report for Monday, October 2nd, 2023. And let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Actually, we could come back with a song. I'm a comedian from L.A. And then we can go into the birthday wishes, the birthdays, after we do the song.
Walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught him one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories, an internet radio show, where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I am the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? But before we get out of here, I'll be back on the radio tomorrow for Tuesday's radio show. But before I go today, I want to acknowledge the birthdays for some of the fans, my friends, and the followers of the radio show. So sit back and listen, get something to eat, and maybe something to snack on as we do the birthdays.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. It's October 2nd, 2023. Happy birthday to Desiree Russell. Happy birthday, Shay Sugarfoot Jones. Happy birthday, Brandy Lynn. Happy birthday, Kevin Knight. Happy birthday, Randy Armand Goss. Happy birthday, Daryl Brown. Happy birthday, Kwame Brown. Happy birthday, Nelson Dean. Happy birthday, Ebony Fisher. Happy birthday, James Jonigan. Happy birthday, Frank Mosley. Happy birthday, Felicia Wyatt. Happy birthday, Joseph LaChapelle. Happy birthday, Xavier Durden. Happy birthday, Anthony Norman. Happy birthday, Anita Moore. And last but not least, happy birthday to Derek Harbin II. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, October 2nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to all of my family and friends and all of my followers of the radio show. And I hope today you're living in the life of God and God's blessing you with his glory and his honor. And his son is looking over you with eternal life in hand. And I'd like to sing you a birthday song for all of the followers of the radio show. And the happy birthday song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and may you have a good day and a better day tomorrow. May you have God's blessing blessing you all day on your birthday. God bless you, and may the Lord Jesus Christ follow in your footsteps, and may you give them the blessing that they deserve as God Almighty and as Jesus Christ, his Son, who died for our sins. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.